This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How'd you like to go to Hawaii? Okay, I'll do it. I'd love to. Oh, I wasn't asking me. Oopsie.
He wasn't asking you,
I wasn't asking me. Aulani Resort, the one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii, right now. If you're calling number 97, it could be you. 800-400-3697. Calling 97 instantly gets a Disney gift card, and you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to the Aulani Resort. Oh, my God. I want to go there so bad. Do you have a trip set up for that?
I don't. The first trip we set up had to be canceled due to some things going on around here.
And then it just didn't get rescheduled.
And then we've been planning to reschedule, but then we decided to have a baby.
Yeah.
And that took over that year. And then we decided to get married, and that's taken over this year.
Mm. And the fence. The fence is expensive.
The fence was a big deal. So this year was a wedding and a fence. Mm. Oh, and the year before that also was the ring.
Oh, the proposal, sure.
The ring was...
Attaboy. You buy any cheap ring. You go big or you go home, Vinny.
Go home.
Go back.
Ready to go home. These weddings. Boy. Oof. Did I say that out loud?
What?
Not into a mic at all.
No.
Anyway, it's
none of us heard it.
Heard what?
What'd he say?
I don't know.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Aulani. Go to Aulani.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. My goal for next year, Christmas time, I plan to be in Aulani for Christmas.
Oh.
That's my goal.
In 2020 or this year?
Not this year.
2020.
Oh. No. Next year.
Mm. And the kid will be...
Old enough that, she'll be able to enjoy it.
Right. Sure.
To some extent.
She'll have a good time.
And my older kid, I'll be able to take for surf lessons.
Oh, she'll be
surf
like
lessons.
Seven, eight. She'll be 8 years old because she's turning six this fall.
November. Yeah.
Oh, no, so she'll be seven. I'm bad at math.
Wow. Even I could have spotted that one.
So she'll be seven. And you'll be there sooner than you know it if you win this big trip. 9, noon, 3, and 5, your chances to get qualified. Riley's got the phones right now. You have to talk to polite young Riley. I mean, I assume he's polite.
He is.
He's a nice boy.
Yeah. Yes.
It's funny, Riley and Jasmine are like, thick as thieves, our two interns right now.
They're getting along, yeah.
Right, our Monday, nice. Wednesday, Friday kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number, same number you're calling to get in on Aulani, 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive, though, okay?
Please.
Seriously. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
We mean it. We're here to remind you. We're here to be your conscience. You know you're not supposed to. Don't do it.
My best friend wore Crocs at her wedding on the beach. Hers were white, and her maid of honor and flower girl wore yellow Crocs. It seemed
adorable
to fit the setting. LOL.
Yeah, I don't know if they're a good beach shoe because so much sand would get in.
True.
You know? I like them in the backyard because I was spraying things off, and I can get dirt in them and just spray them.
Mm-hmm.
But on the beach, I'd be like, "Ow, ow, ow! Oh, my feet! Ow!"
But the sand goes in and also goes out, though.
Sure.
If you wear shoes on the beach, it also gets in your shoe, too. It doesn't get out.
I just don't go on the beach. I don't really believe in that.
Oh, there it is.
Stay away from the beach.
Don't full name me, 415.
What did they say, Vincent Hassan?
I'm wearing gray Crocs with orange stripes right now, Mr. Vincent.
Gray with orange stripes, Vincent. Huh?
Gray with that. Those sound horrible.
Sounds funky.
Oh. I mean, funky.
Everyone stick to Haagen-Dazs. They have a plastic liner seal under the cap.
There's a few that have that.
Yeah,
that's what we got to go with, I guess.
My Ben and Jerry's, I opened some yesterday, and there was a plastic thing around it.
Oh, really?
Cherry Garcia?
Yes, sir.
We went Cherry Garcia.
That is the good stuff.
Yeah. John bought it.
I don't like the cherries.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
I love the cherries and the chocolate chips.
And the cherry ice cream.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I don't like that. Get I don't like big chunks.
You gotta be kidding.
Even strawberry ice cream, I don't really want big chunks.
Strawberry is one of my favorite ice creams.
I like strawberry, but I don't want there to be big chunks of frozen strawberry.
That's what I like about it.
I don't like that.
You don't like it on your teeth or what?
I just don't want that. I don't know what it is about. Like the cherries are just.
You
want
to hear something super weird?
Huh. Yeah.
So my mom makes regular old chocolate chip cookies, right?
Sure.
Like everybody
Toll
makes.
House cookies.
Right. Exactly right. And she puts nuts in them. Uh-huh. She always has my whole life. There's chocolate chips and nuts.
Yeah. Walnuts.
Right. The missus is like, Christina is like, I don't like nuts in my cookies. So now my mom makes two batches.
Yeah.
Of cookies with the nuts and cookies without the nuts. And her whole damn storyline is they're like speed bumps. They bug me when I'm trying to chew my cookie.
She's like nuts.
Speed bumps. What does Isla go for?
She goes for the no nuts like her mom.
Oh, interesting.
I'm surprised your mom doesn't just take the nuts out if that's what Isla likes.
Well, because.
Got to go with the granddaughter.
And, well, here's why.
The son.
No. I'll tell you why. Because Nona likes the nuts.
Oh.
That's why.
Nona and Vinny like the nuts.
I never knew that my mom was such a junk food junkie until I got older and realized she's still buying the crap food she used to feed us. The Oreos.
She just doesn't have to buy as much of it.
All that stuff that was around was around for her.
Yeah. Mm. Yum.
Oh.
She's always so skinny, too.
Yeah.
She's still a skinny lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of morning, I noticed that Vinny's wife-to-be are doing another home project. Ask Vinny what they're up to.
Oh, what are you up to?
What are they up to?
Her and my mom are doing, they are decorating the wagon that my older kid will pull my younger kid down the aisle in.
How adorable. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait.
Crocs are for lames and squares, says 415.
Well, I guess I'm a lame and a square because I love my Crocs.
Here's the gray one with the orange stripe here.
Oh, those are neat. I was picturing tiger stripes.
Those are heinous.
Those are perfect.
Hideous.
They're great.
Yuck.
If I didn't think I'd get so much crap from you guys, I'd wear my Crocs every day. They're so easy. Slip your feet into them and go.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could
Do
be
it.
Worse than yeah. what you're
wearing right. tomorrow.
Yeah. Can't, shut
oh,
up.
Oh, did you hear what Brent said?
I heard
it
could
be worse than what you wear now.
Maybe I will just wear them.
Yeah, wear the green ones. They sound great.
Yeah, I love them. I have those in tan. Those are the ones that fit me.
Millennial here. Just bought my first house with my partner in the Bay Area. Don't break up.
Yeah, be careful.
Although, you know what? If you do and you sell, as long as you sell, you'll profit.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Real estate's a great investment. Scrape together whatever you can and get in. We want prenup.
Yeah.
Leave
to
half.
You leave with half.
Police canines are trained to bite and hold if the suspect is in motion. If the suspect stands still, they will not bite.
Oh.
Just stand in front of them and bark and hold them there until the handler comes and makes the arrest.
Yeah, stand and bark.
Oh, I'm peeing myself. I gotta run to the bathroom. I'm gonna poop myself.
Earlier, did Sarah admit that she had a Devil's three-way with Hooman and Bryn in her dreams?
No.
No, yeah. It was with Yuzi and Vinny, I thought.
Oh, it was yeah. me, Sarah.
And then I didn't even know
me,
if it was
Sarah
my dream
Vinny.
Or
me,
not.
Sarah and Vinny.
Let me ask you a question.
I pictured it so vividly so many times.
Have you ever had a sex dream about Hooman?
No, I haven't. I don't think. If I did, it wasn't all that memorable. Oh, I have had a sex dream about Hooman. Oh, my God. I have. Oh, Lord. Was it more of a sex nightmare?
Are you sure about that?
I am sure, actually. I'm not. I can't. I definitely have now that you've made me think about it. Yikes.
He loved it, huh?
He loved it.
He loved it in the dream?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell him about it the next day?
I don't think so.
Like that I had a crazy like dream about
no,
you,
No, I would
buddy.
Not. I think you tell that to people that you want to go, oh, you dream about me. Oh. You don't tell the people that you're like, oh, Jesus. I don't want that guy to have any thoughts about me at all in his head. Uh-uh.
Who is Sarah's friend with the electric bug on Instagram? I would love to check that out.
Oh, Pat Gillis. He's a filmmaker, and he used to be in the Wonder Bread 5.
He's a wonderful person.
He is a wonderful person.
And has a great little Instagram. I think his new project is a moped.
Yeah, he has outfitted. He's like a, he does all his own stuff too. It's not like he's taking these things anyplace. Mm-hmm. He puts them together. He's got a couple electric bikes that he's done, and him and his wife
does he sell
ride
it?
Around. I don't think so. I don't know what he does. Maybe he does.
So they ride around him?
Yeah, oh my God, they go everywhere. They were like on a midnight ride the other day on their bikes, and they text me. I didn't see it because my phone turns off at 8 o'clock. I saw it the next day. I'm like, you guys were on your bikes at midnight last night?
Well, it's Mill Valley. What's a deer going to hold them up?
You just, you know, it's dangerous. Dark. Going fast on their bikes.
Someone might hit them.
Yeah. It's just such a weird thing to be doing at midnight. Like, what are you doing?
What's your problem?
No problem. Just, what are you doing? What's going on here?
They're the parents.
Who are you trying to get away from?
They're living the life.
She's all grown up. She's off to college.
Right.
Little Olive. A little girl when she was in that movie.
I know. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be at the Silicon Valley Comic Con this August, and he'll be charging $450 for a photo op and autograph. Jason Momoa.
$450?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Jason Momoa is charging $125 for an autograph and $145 for a photo op.
Wow. Mm. That's solid money. Damn.
It is, but, you know, what I think when I read that is, if they can get it.
Yeah. Good on them.
And it actually, pricing it high means they'll probably do a lot less.
Right.
And they're and that's
and
probably
people who
of
really
interest to them.
Want, right. It's not some random who's like, oh, everyone's taking a picture with this guy. I'll get one too. It's someone who really is a fan,
mm-hmm.
waits in the line, wants their moment. I'm sure for $125, he'll stand there and be nice to you too, you know, or whatever, $145, whatever you said it was.
For some reason, the you drop Johnny clip always brings me so much joy and amusement, and I don't even know what it's from.
Johnny was coming.
It's Johnny Depp.
He's coming drunk out of a bar, and
his
handlers, right?
They, yeah.
He winds up just like wobbling to the ground.
Yeah, those are
and
paparazzi.
The paparazzi. What'd you drop Johnny for? You dropped Johnny. Johnny's all, I didn't even feel it. Don't worry about a thing. Everything's just fine. Look away. Another fear.
I worked at the Ritz-Carlton. This is from 650. I worked at the Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay.
Shame. Oh.
Barbara and her dog stayed with us. She requested that we make steps for her dogs to be able to get into bed. Mm. So we sent a carpenter to build steps, and then we had the steps carpeted.
Oh.
That's nice.
That's full
service. She doesn't have to travel around with it.
When Barbara wants something, Barbara mm-hmm. gets it. And now they have it for. They have a little area in their storage. It's said Barbara's things. Things Barbara needed. Golden toilet seat.
Uh-huh.
Little steps for a dog.
Special. Well, if I ever stay there, I'll be like, can I get Barbara's steps,
oh,
please?
My God. Hilarious. You should.
I need
I'm
to
sure
have
they
those.
Have them. Mm. Hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. God, they're Barbara's dog steps. I mean, Barbara's dog stepped on those. It's amazing.
Maybe she commandeers that stuff for her museum at home.
Oh, right. 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 For the mall.
The dogs have their own little place.
Yeah.
Now have these flown back to my home in Bel Air or wherever it is she lives.
She lives in Malibu, right? Doesn't she have a huge, or somewhere around there,
know.
Big estate right on the water?
Seems like Bel Air would be it because
I know.
A lot of the old money lives
right.
there.
Yeah, but I think it's beachfront, so I don't. Didn't they have...
She's got a home everywhere.
She's probably got a few of them.
Yeah, that's true.
That would...
I don't know where the mall is,
Malibu,
though.
Malibu.
Yeah, Malibu is where... Is that where the mall is? Because I think it's right on the water, too,
well,
right?
It says...
don't people
Ocean
take...
Oceanfront Estate is compound of three adjacent properties.
Of course it is.
Wow.
And it'll be four as soon as someone else puts
situated
one up for sale.
Situated on a cliff overlooking the spectacular beaches.
Because people take pictures of it from the water. And she was pissed because there were... There were photos of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here, take a look from the. This is a.
Oh, that
like
place,
a drone shot or
that
something.
That place sucks. God, it's the best place on earth. Good for her.
Sorry, Barb. We'll get a. Hire a helicopter to hang a blanket in front of those photographers.
Just stay there.
I'll teach you. You camera-wielding rascals.
Those boats are ruining my view.
Let's see. A lot of people wrote about the bugs down in VW, or down in Mexico, but it looks like we got it sorted out.
Yes.
The old bug ceased to be made in 2003. The new Beetle now is completely gone down in Mexico as well.
But thank you so much for letting us know. Very interesting.
My dog's name is Idaho. We call her Ho for short.
Hey, Ho.
I've always kissed my dog more than my boyfriend. He's not a big kisser, but he hates that my dog gets more attention. But she never gets mad or talks back to me.
Right.
That is true. It's the thing about dogs. They're just happy you're near.
I'm just glad you're here so I can look at you and look at you. You're so beautiful. I love when you scratch your face like that. That's cute. You're the cutest. You're the cutest human. I got the cutest one.
Harborside Dispensary has consultants called bud tenders.
Oh, adorable.
That's what I was...
A bud tender.
I think I was referring to as a bud tender will help you get...
Sure, make your selection.
The right strain.
Right. Tell me what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can help you.
I want to time travel. Can you just make me disappear for
Here,
5 hours?
I've got something fuzzy and purple for you.
I don't want to know from living
I've got
until
it for
morning.
You. No problem.
What do you got?
Dude, just sniff this and you're gone. Just keep it in the plastic baggie and sniff it.
I think for me that's more like, oh, you want whiskey is what you want.
I think you might be at the wrong place. It's a liquor store right up the street.
Right.
Time travel?
Right.
That's available.
Let's see if there's any others. Then in 10 years, your kids won't talk to you. You'll wish they'd be in the room with you. Just saying. I miss my kids being little.
Mm. It's hard. Those are hard years. They'll probably talk to you.
But, oh, but not the
mom,
missus.
Mom is going to have a hard time. It's tough. Maybe she'll navigate it expertly.
I don't know. It's weird.
You never know.
I've seen people who have been able to do a masterful job, but I don't know what if that's just has to do with the combination of mom and dad's genes that didn't have someone be there's less punk gene in them or something. Mm. Plus, they're also heavily involved in their lives, so they stay in contact and they don't have that sort of off into the
veer off.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It's almost, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to know if there's a formula or not because it's almost like the more involved you are, the further they have to push you to get you away. Get off me, Mom.
Police,
oh my God.
Police officer here. It's called Sunday Streets in the city.
Oh, that's what it was. Not, I think I said city streets. Mm-hmm. Sunday Streets. Yep. That's right.
That's when they shut down a street.
Yeah, that's nice.
Here in the city and you can
People
walk.
People can just walk, right.
Bike,
party.
Roller skate.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's always lots of little things set up in the middle of the street. It's mm-hmm. nice.
Muse's song is Black Holes and Revelations, not Installations. I told you I don't know song names. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know the name. I don't even know which song that is.
Is this one Black Holes and Installations?
It is.
All right.
Revelations.
Oh, yeah. Revelations.
They're great.
I love Vinny describing the total nightmare that is commuting over Highway 17 is gardening. What I'm talking about is they'll shut a whole lane down, and they'll shut it down for 5 miles, and they're actually just got one crew just trimming the trees down over here.
Mm-hmm.
You're like... For all that way?
Well, they don't want to have to keep...
All the way for the...
They don't want to have to keep putting new cones out.
All of us?
We just got to keep going.
You see how many of us?
It's fine.
We're all screwed?
You're all screwed.
Yep.
It's okay. Just wait.
Don't worry.
Just take
Just doing a little pruning over here.
Yeah. We're on island time
have
for some reason.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Island time. Right. Well, are they doing that for fire purposes?
I'm sure.
Prevention?
Hey, listen, I'm sure it's for the greater good, but, you know.
Take down those trees that might fall in the next rainstorm. Yeah, you're paying for that, then.
That gardening kept me on the road an extra hour today.
Oh, fantastic.
Keep your hand in means to stay in practice. Mm. It's true. Let me ask you a question. Do you notice if you've put your person on ice for a while, as in not been doing it, mm-hmm. that when you get back to it, they're considerably less able or capable of lasting a while with you?
Sure. I think that's natural.
I never put him on ice.
Oh, aren't you the best wife of all time?
I am. Well, once a week, man. He gets everything once a week.
He must, if he knows, if he is a regular too, I bet he like has a
Oh, he's, I'm sure, got a method going up to
a,
it, right?
A prep, like,
sure.
Lead in.
He knows
so that
when
he's,
it's happening.
Right, he knows what's
coming. Nice, I can be teasy with
that's
him
the
and flirty all week and not have to, you know, I know it's all I'm in for Friday.
Aww.
It's happening.
I don't. We don't have that because of the kids, and there's
yeah,
times
he'll get
when
a
I'm like...
Later. A guaranteed once a week is huge.
I'm
he needs
super
it.
Super me, mm-hmm. And then there's other times where I'm like, oh, no! Oh, that was...
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry about
I didn't
that.
Mean to do that. Oops.
I hope
you,
fun,
I hope pants. You weren't waiting long for that.
Anyway,
yeah, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Wow, what a great hump day.
Hope day.
Hope day. Yeah, it is.
Hope day.
Boy, it's been real foggy and gray every day when I leave here. And by the time I get home, it's nice and sunny. This is, I think, the point where it changes.
Yeah. My house has been pretty warm.
Supposed to be blistering this weekend. We're supposed to get another hot one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pushing 100 in the inland valleys. But we're still getting the fog. So I think it keeps it cool if you're a little closer,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Which is kind of nice. All right. Listen, you guys, have a great day. It was a fun show today.
Alice is open all afternoon, though.
The live long day, 24/7.
I think it's, listen, better
longer?
Work day. Wait, more work, music, work days?
Sure.
A better mix of music and more of it is what I meant to say.
Is that
all the hits all the time?
Know. That's yeah. us.
All on Alice.
Well done. Well done. You have a good one, and we'll see you after all the hits tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.